Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Tennessee Oilers welcome the Houston Texans to Nashville this weekend. We're going to talk about that and more on this edition of The Bullpen. Welcome to the bullpen. As always, I'm James Roy, and with me is Tom Chevrier. Tom, the Titans are wearing Oilers gear. I just want to get that out right. How are you doing, and how do you feel about that?
I'm working with the last bit of voice I have from New Year's Eve, but I don't necessarily care they wear Oilers gear. I know it bothers some people. For me, it's just really easy to just go, look, they're only doing it to spite. And if you let them, if you get riled up, then they get what they want. So I'm trying really hard not to give them that.
I feel you on that. I mean, to me, it was interesting because last year they announced they were wearing the Oilers uniforms. And then at the beginning of the season, they were like, we're going to wear them against, I believe it was the Falcons and then the Texans. And this year, like at midnight on Wednesday, like really late, they were like, hey, we're wearing the Oilers. They like changed their profile picture. They didn't even outright say it. They just implied that they're wearing Oilers gear. I think they're scared to be too cocky and confident going in this matchup with that gear. But I mean, we all remember what happened last time the Texans beat them with Case Keenum playing quarterback. So, I mean, I know the Titans won earlier this year when Stroud was playing quarterback, but that rolls right into our next topic, which is that the Texans would appear to at least be rolling out their starters in like a preseason type format. Where we should expect anyone who's ready to play is kind of what D'Amico said. How do you think that will actually go, and how much of the starters do you think we'll see?
I think it's one of two ways. I really feel like if you're worried about the Texans offense, if you're worried about where they are as a team coming off of some losses, and you want to see them kind of like take advantage of a team that they should beat and go out and play well, then you need them to play this game so that they're rolling at a high level. They're playing, you know, up. If you're worried about injuries, if you're worried about CJ Stroud being nicked up, then you're cautious. Like, you don't want this because you could potentially injure one of your another key player, which you've already got so many other injuries. I actually don't mind the fact that they're rolling out the starters. Obviously, the offense has been sputtering the last like 2 or 3 weeks. You know, injuries are a part of the game. Yes, I would like them to be healthy. And if CJ is dealing with some stuff the way they say he's dealing with some stuff, then sit him, play him a half, whatever. But I don't necessarily mind it. I understand both sides of that argument. They got to get this thing going, and rolling into a playoff game, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point on you know, sitting the starters. I think it could go either way. If CJ is hurt, then obviously I don't think he should play. But I do think there's reason to believe that the Texans starters should at least play a half, maybe play some football because of the way the offense has played. The Texans aren't like a normal team that has locked up playoff play where, you know, a lot of the higher level teams like the Chiefs and the Eagles, yeah, you know, sit your players and rest up and be ready. They've been at that stage before, but this is a Texans team that has kind of underperformed, at least on the offensive side of the ball this season. They locked up an easy division. And I think that the Titans, as much as, you know, obviously I understand the Texans lost to the Titans earlier in the season. And I do view divisional football as any given Sunday, but generally speaking, as a foe, this gives you high potential to give those guys confidence, work on that chemistry, and get them going. I'd be interested to see how long they play, but one thing I'm interested in seeing is the potential of if Davis Mills has anything to show. You know, last year against the Jets, he stepped in as the QB2. And then the next week, the Aaron Wilson hit us with the midnight breaking news. The Texans had always intended to start Case Keenum because at that point, I mean, they viewed him as the best option to win a game that was a must win for the Texans. They were in a position where CJ Stroud had been playing so incredible, and to that point, it had been enough to get them in contention. Whereas now, that's not really what's on the line. So I obviously they don't have any other option but to roll Davis Mills out there. But I'm interested to see how he looks with the talent that's out there, and just get a look at him after a long time without really, I don't want to say it, without even thinking about him. I mean, when you have a quarterback like CJ, as and like I said, with the reference we've talked all season about, is, you know, the three issues with this offense and what each of those presents as a potential, or what their weight is on this Texans offense. And so seeing, not really thinking about Davis Mills, even with that going on with this offense, seeing him play, I think, would be interesting to say the least, just to see how he's done. We talk up the Texans quarterback situation with him as a backup as being a really good spot. Is it still that? So interested to see that. What do you, like, I don't know. I look at this as kind of like, I don't want to say it's a bye week, but like win or lose, that you could view it as a basically a preseason game for the Texans. Do you think that's going to affect the mentality the team carries into this? Or do you think that the divisional aspect is enough to kind of motivate the team to do what they can and, you know, step up?
I really hope that it's treated as a bye week. I really hope that nobody tries to do too much. I really don't want to see anybody get hurt. I don't want to see anybody get suspended or fined or anything like that for a crazy hit. This is a team that needs all of their players right now to be able to go into a playoff game to have an opportunity to win, whether it be Baltimore or the Steelers, the Chargers, or whoever. I think Denver's got an outside shot. Whoever that matchup is, they're going to need to be at as much of full strength as they could be. So, I want health. I want everybody available. Other than that, I mean, obviously the Oiler colors, I definitely feel like that's going to inspire a reaction. Guys are going to want to play because, you know, it's been no secret here in Houston that the players, the fans, everybody feels that those colors, they belong to Houston. I mean, the oil derrick, the whole thing is more Houston-centric. Tennessee really didn't want it until we did, I think. And now they wear it and they use it as a weapon versus, oh, it's our history. It really wasn't their history. They moved so quick to get away from it. So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. And speaking to players that have potentially have motivation, Azeez Al-Shaair played for the Titans last year. Do you think maybe there's something there with him? He's coming off of his suspension, first game back. Or do you think he's in that group of starters that maybe is treated as this, you know, preseason, maybe a couple drives and then sits?
I hope he's that guy. I hope he's one of the latter. Get him a couple reps, get him a lather, you know, and then we need that guy. Will Anderson spoke about, you know, his leadership and being on the field. So I really think that he needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap. You know, that whole linebacking crew, I want to see those guys all line up together. We've talked about it. You know, how cool would that be to have, you know, Christian Harris and Azeez and Toa Toa and even Devin White, who didn't play last game because he was hurt. So they got to find a way to take care of all these guys so they can be locked and loaded for a playoff game.
I agree with you, and I think that plays into the potential of maybe seeing Christian Harris step in as a fourth linebacker on the field, maybe fill that star role that they have Lassiter filling. I mean, I'd hope that Petrie might be back, but like I said, we don't know the timeline on Petrie. Ward is out for the season. The role has been very vital to this defense, and I think the Texans defense, I mean, could very well struggle without someone stepping in and filling that role, whether it's Lassiter or Harris. And so I'm interested to see what D'Amico views as the best option for filling that. Looking ahead, because you kind of briefly mentioned it, and I just want to kind of get that conversation started. Out of the potential opponents that the Texans could play in the playoffs, they're pretty locked into the four seed. Who would you rather be the fifth seed? I know you mentioned the Chargers, Broncos, and the Broncos would probably be an outlier to be the fifth seed. So really the Chargers, Steelers, and Ravens are probably what we're looking at.
Selfishly, I want it to be the Pittsburgh Steelers because I know J.J. Watt's calling that game. You know what I mean?
100%.
If it's the Steelers, you can just go ahead and pencil him in. He's going to be calling that game. I imagine he'll be very bullish on the Texans. You know, I think that would be a really cool thing for a Texan fan to have J.J. Watt call on a Texans game.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I know this is not a great take. A lot of people are like, avoid Baltimore at all costs. Avoid Baltimore. I'm the other way around. If you're going to beat those guys, you got to beat those guys. So you might as well face them now. You know, you don't want them to get rolling in the playoffs and then all of a sudden, you know, you're facing this juggernaut. So if it was to work out that they got Baltimore, hey, that could be the toughest game you face. Might as well get it out early. You know, your guys are healthy. You're not missing anybody. And you go to war. So I said, I know it's not a popular take, but for me, if it's not going to be Pittsburgh, give me Baltimore. Let's get it going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I fully agree with the Baltimore take now. That was a stance that I held at one point after that game on Christmas. Like you said, it's regular season. So, I mean, at the end of the day, whoever it's going to be, we might as well get it out of the way early. I mean, honestly, with the way the Texans have been this season, getting a consolation prize win in the wild card round is probably less noteworthy than maybe taking Baltimore all four quarters and trying to win. I do agree with you. I like the Steelers matchup a lot. And one of the other reasons I like that is because I felt like in 2023, CJ Stroud really kind of started to come on and hit his stride. along with Nico in that game against the Steelers. So I like the Texans defense shutting down that offense that the Steelers have. And I think that the, you know, if we're going to find it, getting that spark and getting past this Pittsburgh defense would be a huge plus going into the divisional round. Last thing, let's do our score predictions for this Texans Titans game. We did score predictions during the preseason. I feel like this could end up being like that, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see. But let's go to you first, Tom. What is your score prediction for this game?
24-14 Texans. I really feel like they're going to come out early. They're going to put points up. And then I feel, you know, Tennessee hasn't been really good as of late moving the football. They've had a ton of injuries. I want to say their starting running back was out last week. So I just really feel like, you know, this is an opportunity for the Texans to right a wrong. You know, Tennessee really doesn't have anything to play for. Yeah, they're going to be wearing the Oilers colors. It'll be a pride thing, but I really feel like once the game gets going, Texans will establish themselves. And, you know, maybe I'm just being a little bit of a homer. Maybe it's not going to be that way. Maybe they lose the game. Maybe it's a close game like all of them have been. I just think maybe they come out and ball. Maybe Davis Mills comes out and makes Houston Texan fans go, "What about Davis Mills?" And that would blow up Texan Twitter like nobody's business.
You've already seen a couple of people. A lot of the people that like during the Mills years were huge into Davis Mills are already like, "I want to see Davis Mills," and like I can't imagine how that would be received. That would be crazy.
And again, if what is being reported is true, and CJ is hurt, and he's playing hurt, and that's affecting his play, and Davis Mills comes out, and the offense looks light years better than it has been, I mean, people are going to naturally ask the question, like, what's going on? Like, all right, and if it's injury related, well then, give me the healthy guy. We've seen Davis Mills be able to lead this team.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked because that sounds like a talking point that I would have brought up to see if it was like valid by you. So I'm shocked that you brought it up, but I mean, it's definitely, I think it's in the back of everyone's head. It's like, yeah, I want to see Davis Mills, but do I want to see him do like really well? I don't know.
Well, for me, it's not about that. It's if he does, you know, like that's going to be what people are going to say. Honestly, I would love CJ to light it up for a half. They score 21 points, and the Davis Mills is just handing the ball to Damian Pierce or Daria Bungawale for two quarters, and it's you know, they're kicking field goals. That's what I would like. But you just don't know. And then say it's a close game, and then Davis Mills lights it up. People are going to talk. That's what they do. So people are going to say, well, how did Davis Mills get this from this team when CJ couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that point. I hope that's not what it comes down to, but I'm definitely prepared for that battle to go down on Texans Twitter. And it's a very valid point to bring up. As far as my score prediction goes, I'm going to go 20-17. And I'm gonna go like this, okay? So to paint this picture of the whole game, CJ Stroud comes out the first two drives, gives us a solid, you know, 4 of 7, you know, a touchdown, no interceptions, solid, you know, maybe 70, 80 yards, not really anything to a couple big completions to Nico. And the Texans, when he leaves the game, the Texans are up 10-0. And then over the course of like the second and third quarter, the Titans kind of work their way up. They score 17 unanswered points. And the Texans are down 17-10 late in the third. Davis Mills has kind of been meandering. He doesn't look bad. He's just not like the offense is just as a whole, not really moving very well. And I mean, Jeffrey Simmons is up the middle. The Titans stifled the Texans run. That was one of the reasons that we struggled against them last time. So they can't really get the run game on, and the backups are struggling. Then all of a sudden, you know, Davis Mills puts together a pretty solid drive. The Texans kick the field goal, 17-13, and the clock is ticking in the fourth. And then with this one, maybe a little anticlimactic, but I want to put it on the defense. So what I'm going to do here is the Texans then end up getting the ball 5 minutes left in the fourth. And you're thinking, yeah, just a slow burn drive, you know, get the touchdown and end the game. But Davis Mills drops back and like Mechie is just wide open and he just throws it deep and just connects on like a 60-yard touchdown pass. So now there's 5 minutes left on the clock and the Texans punt the ball away. And the Titans offense kind of looks like they're going to get something going. And they run a lot of time off the clock because they're playing it. They're playing that run. You know, we want to have time nice and low and then maybe, you know, kick it and tie it. They're not playing to win, which, I mean, I think makes sense because the Titans probably would rather have the draft position than this win. But they play a lot of time off the clock, and then the Texans defense stops them just outside of field goal range. The Titans go for it on fourth and one. They miss it, and then the Texans knee it out, win the game. So that's, I mean, that's what I have. I think maybe it's a little less stressful than some of my storybook endings, but yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I'm here for that. I think it's a nice way to end it.
I really think like the Texans really need to have a good showing. You said it, the Titans are playing for draft position. The worst thing that could happen is the Texans go out here and lay an egg. So I think that's why D'Amico is playing his starters. I think that's why you're going to see guys really try to put points on the board, you know, for themselves, for the fans, for everybody, just to give them that sense of, okay, they can do this.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that, and I think both sides want the same result. Maybe like as football players, you don't go out on the field, you don't go out there to not do your job, which your job is to win. But like, I think both franchises kind of, you know, the Titans want draft position. The Texans want to end the season on a good note. It's the result that makes sense for both teams. Can the Texans make that happen? Will the Titans pull a Giants and show up in a big way against a team that, you know, and ruin their draft position? Who knows? But excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the result that makes sense. Do you have any final thoughts before we kind of bring this thing to a close, Tom?
I mean, Happy New Year to everybody. Clearly, I spent too much New Year's Eve time. I really think like the Texans are still in a very good spot. I know people are concerned, you know, is CJ going to be able to do things, this and that. But I think get me to the playoff game, you know, like get me there healthy. And I like the Texans' chances against anybody.
Yeah. A new year, new Texans. That's all I'm going to say. Hey. Do I think that that's happening at this point in the year or early next year, next season? Who knows? Sometime this year it'll be New Year, New Texans. Hopefully it's now and they make a run, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, we've established this. We're down for the wait. We're down to see them build second year. Let's see what happens. See what these Texans can do. Thanks for tuning into the show, y'all. I've been James Roy. You can find me at James Roy NFL on Instagram and Twitter. Tom is at TCTom1 on Instagram and Third Coast Tom on Twitter. And real quick before I kind of bring this thing really to a close, Bleacher Report is up in their program for live streams. You know me, I do some live streams on Bleacher Report every now and again. We're going to start becoming more of a regular thing or rolling out a new scheme. So look for that after the Titans game, be on there, maybe like two, three times a week, depends. So just make sure you're keeping an eye out sometime around, I want to say 6 Central on the 7th is the first one. So make sure you're putting that on your calendar and jumping in so we can talk Texans. As always, stay classy, Houston, and vamos Texans.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bullpen, a Texans podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and follow along for more Texans talk from The Bullpen.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly VeriScan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.